from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. The U.S. Democratic presidential candidates said in their final debate of the year on Saturday they are focused on the U.S. economy and defeating the Islamic State group as their top priorities. When asked about Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump's idea of distrusting Muslims, former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton said the U.S. has always treated Muslims with respect.
One of the best things that was done, and George W. Bush did this, and I give him credit, was to reach out to Muslim Americans and say, we're in this together. You are not our adversary. You are our partner. And we also need to make sure that the really discriminatory messages that Trump is sending around the world don't fall on receptive ears.
National polls are indicating that Clinton leads Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders by more than 20 points. The other candidate, former Maryland Governor Martin O'Malley, in single digits in all the polls. Rwandans have overwhelmingly voted to change their constitution to allow President Paul Kagame to seek another term. New change would allow him to run for another 7-year term. After that, he'll be eligible to run for a further 2 5-year terms until the year 2034. 58-year-old Kagame has been in power since 2000. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says the International Roadmap for Peace in Syria, approved unanimously by the U.N. Security Council, was a rare display of unity among major powers on a conflict that's claimed more than 250,000 lives. Meantime, Russian President Vladimir Putin said Saturday that his country's not yet used all of its military capabilities in Syria and is ready to step up those efforts. This is VOA News. Turkey is pulling troops out of northern Iraq in an effort to de-escalate tensions with the Iraqi government, coming a day after President Obama asked Ankara to withdraw the troops. Deployment of Turkish troops angered the Iraqi government, which said soldiers had not been invited, and move amounted to what they called an illegal incursion. But Turkey has maintained that the force was part of an international mission to train and equip Iraqi forces that want to retake Mosul from the Islamic State militants. Funerals have been held for 10 Iraqi soldiers who were killed by an American airstrike, happened outside the city of Fallujah in central Iraq. U.S. Defense Secretary Ashton Carter said that he called Iraqi Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi to express his condolences and said that they had agreed it was a regrettable incident and that it would be investigated.
These things happen in war, and he and I both expressed regret over the incident and also determination to continue the campaign to expel ISIL from Iraqi territory.
Carter said a missile fired by a U.S. warplane hit Iraqi security forces near Fallujah, which is controlled by Islamic State fighters. U.S. military said targeting the information was the airstrike came from Iraqi security forces who were on the ground near Fallujah. President Obama began his Christmas New Year holiday in Hawaii on Saturday after an intense flurry of activity here in Washington, signing into law a new $1 trillion federal budget and taking executive action that signaled the course of his final year at the White House. In his weekly media address, the president said the recent global climate accord, the Iran nuclear deal, the Trans-Pacific Partnership trade package were just some of the highlights of the past year. He also touted economic progress, universal health care, and progress in the war on terrorism as some of the reasons he's optimistic about the year ahead.
Because when we're united as Americans, there's nothing that we cannot do. That's why it's been a good year. And that's why I'm confident we'll keep achieving big things in the new year.
President Obama leaves office in January of 2017. Spain's Maria La Laguna Royo was named the winner of Miss World 2015 competition in the southern Chinese island resort of Sanya, an event dogged by controversy over China's refusal to allow Canada's entrants to attend. The non-president at the event was Miss Canada, Chinese-born Anastasia Lin, who had been prevented from boarding her connecting flight to Sanya from Hong Kong last month after China refused her a visa. She's been an outspoken critic of Chinese religious policy.
That's the latest world news from VOA.